I am here in studio for a conversation about an upcoming jamboree. It's the third annual First Responder Community Jamboree in Brockton. It's hosted by Brockton Police and Brockton School of Police. And we've got our top line here in the studio. They're already like going, yay, in the corner. Okay, let's start on the far end here. Sergeant Nicole Anderson.
Hello.
Hello from our Community Engagement Unit. Darren Duarte, the Brockton Police Department spokesperson. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you,
Ms. Charlotte,
Christine.
You're out of school today. That's right. You're not in school.
No.
That's right, just checking. I know. And Sergeant Mike Livingston, you are, of course, the liaison to the school department. Good to have you folks
good
back in studio.
Good to be
we
back.
We just had you in here for the Battle of the Badges. That was a successful event. Now, remember, we talked about this last year, this First Responder Community Jamboree. I heard it was a blast,
yes.
And it sounds like you were preparing for another big blast this year. Nicole, it's on Saturday.
It's on. We're so excited. It's coming quick. It's coming soon. We're hoping that we get more people than we had last year and our first year. And we're actually bringing some new fun things to the event this year. So I'm super excited about that.
Okay.
We're going to have a trackless train, which is really, really cool. I can't wait to see how the kids really enjoy having that train, bring them all around the fairgrounds, and have that conductor there.
Oh, so they can, like, sit in the little cars and drive
absolutely.
Them around?
Oh, absolutely.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, so it should be really fun. We're also going to have some spin-out machines as well, so the kids can really create some really nice art that they can take home with them. So we're looking forward to that as well.
I love spin art. Now, it's this Saturday, August 17th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Brockton Fairgrounds. Here's some key words. Safe and fun. And it's all free. Darren Duarte, this is something that lets the community see first responders in a different light and have a blast.
It sure does. And for those who don't know any cops or don't know any firefighters, this is a great way to get to know them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a different environment. They let their hair down. And you're having fun. And everyone's there to have fun. They're there with your family. People are there with their kids. And where else can you go and get great food? Free.
That's right.
Games. There's a dunk tank, and people can...
An officer will be in that as well.
A police officer will be in it, and kids can dunk them in. We'll have the state police helicopter, hopefully, weather permitting.
Absolutely.
Weather permitting. So these are the kinds of things that we'd like to do, and, you know, working with the community and building relationships is what we're all about, and we're always trying to do that. It's a challenge because we meet people, but we want to meet new people.
Okay.
And bring new people in. I mean, some of the people we already met, sure, come on in. But we always want to build those relationships.
Absolutely.
With people, even as young as Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
and younger, so that when they're older, they realize, you know something? It is okay to be a police officer. It's okay to be a firefighter. And maybe that's something that I may want to do or may not want to do.
Now, Sergeant Mike Livingston, you're sitting next to our junior Olympian here. Yes, we
all
know
American.
About that.
Woo-hoo!
All-American. Very, very impressive. Like I said, I'd be happy if I could still do a cartwheel. And you mentioned earlier about touch a truck. Why do kids and a lot of adults,
yes.
why do they love doing that so much?
Because you actually get to see the mechanism that makes the noise.
Okay.
That emanates the lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all see the cars and the fire trucks come down and they have the lights and sirens. Charlotte, you've seen that.
Yeah.
And we even emulate it, go, ooh, ooh, and do all that things.
Right.
But you actually get to touch and actually operate it and make it happen. Those kids love it. Charlotte loves it.
That's great. So it's part of that day. Now, you have all this information, too, up on the Brockton Police Department Facebook, Instagram, and the list of things that are happening.
Endless.
It is endless.
Endless.
And it's like, you know, when
cotton candy, popcorn, snow cones.
Yeah. Who's providing all this free food?
We have so many amazing sponsors, but our biggest is Shaw's Supermarket. They've mm-hmm. been with us since day one. They provide the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the chips, the cookies, the waters. And then we also have Lady C&J Cafe.
Mm.
They provide that soul food touch as well. And then we have the usuals, the cotton candy, popcorn, the snow cones. Those are just great things that kids absolutely love. And I'd have to say, just so that you know, Christine, Northeastern Savings Bank, they have been our number one supporter since day one, and they provide money to make sure that this event goes on and gets bigger and better every single year.
That's awesome. Now, it's great, too, if you've got the little tiny guys, the toddlers, an inflatable rainbow castle. I know sometimes the little tiniest kids, they might think they might be intimidated, but you've got something special for them, too.
100%. In addition to the older kids, we have the inflatable obstacle course, so it's a little bit for each, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just making making sure that everyone is safe, but also having fun. The kids also loved last year, so we're bringing it back again, was the water hose blaster, and that's complimentary of the Brockton Fire Department. Oh, yes, they actually have hoses, and they try to knock down certain targets. The kids had a blast, so that will be there as well. It's good times.
Kids, absolutely.
We have some of those photos up on our Facebook page and Instagram page now from last year, so they can see it.
Oh, that is awesome. And date, time, and place again.
Absolutely. So we have this coming Saturday. Please come on out and join the fun. This Saturday, August 17th, it's going to be going on from 11 to 3, 440 Belmont Street, which is also known as the Brockton Fairgrounds. We hope to see you there.
It's safe. It's fun. Everything's free. You got free food. Now, Charlotte, you're the demographic that a lot of us are looking at. Don't you like that? With, you know, kids your age, young people your age, what do you like about attending this?
Well, last year was really good, and this year's going to be better. I really like the snow cone. Like, that, the snow cone was so good. The blue raspberry, that's my favorite. Mm. And I also like the face paint and also the arts and craft. That's one of my favorite because I like doing crafts.
So let's say if parents are thinking now, I'm going to take my kids, I wonder if they would find something to do. What can you tell the parents? Give your advice to a parent about what they should be doing.
I think they should be doing, like, the, again, touching, like, the cars, like the firefighters. That's one of my favorite things, doing the horn. Mm-hmm. And I also think, like, the dunk tank. That would be fun if they like to get wet.
We'd like to see the cops get wet.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And we have Officer Rendy on deck for that, for sure.
Got some brave people in that.
So absolutely.
So it's a good family, good family time. Kids are enjoying that. Nicole, anything else you want to add about this?
Yes. I was going to say to you, too, Christine, we have some new partners, and we're so excited to have them. We have White's Bakery. We have Stonebridge Cafe. They actually donated some gift certificates. So we're going to have some raffles at the event.
Nice.
Absolutely.
And it's, again, that is Saturday, August 17th, coming up, and that is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at the Brockton Fairgrounds, 440 Belmont Street in Brockton. If you've never been there, come by. It sounds like a great way to spend some time. And as you guys said, it's a good way to build relationship between neighbors and public service agencies, and everybody enjoys that sense of community, even though Brockton's a city. Yeah. It's really a small town when you think about it.
Yes.
Anything else you folks want to add?
I think we at the Brockton Police are so honored to have two of some of the best police officers that are sitting here at this table right now.
Oh,
and why do I say that? Because they're not only, they're community minded. They care about the community that they serve. And that's why they spend the time to come here to talk about this event, or they spend the time to try to get the sponsors, try to talk to the people out there to come, because they believe in that. Yes, police work is a serious business. We all know that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's also another side, and they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. And I thank them both, Sergeant Anderson and Sergeant Livingston. Thank you so much.
And you're the best.
That's wonderful, and thank you all for coming here today. We're going to get this information up online so people can come out to the third annual First Responder Community Jamboree. Family, food, and fun. And that is Saturday, August 17th at the Brockton Fairgrounds, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I know you're going to have a terrific turnout.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again. We've got Nicole Anderson, Darren Duarte. We've got Mike Livingston and, of course, Miss Charlotte.
Bye.
Bye.
And thank you to WATD-FM for helping
seriously,
us.
Seriously. The support
you're so welcome. We appreciate it. Glad we can do it. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.